Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers who share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very special guest, psychologist Dr. Georgiana Donadio, founder of the National Institute of Whole Health and author of the award-winning book, Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn, Proven Communication Skills. And today we've got a really fun topic. We'll be talking about the phenomenon of Kanahara, when you think or say something is absolutely great and fabulous, and then all of a sudden it goes from great to crap, to not that great. It totally proves you wrong in an instant, this Kanahara. So welcome, Dr. Donadio.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Stacey. Yes, as a matter of fact, I think the listeners should know that the conversation actually came up because the last time we attempted to do the interview, you were saying, our recording system, we never have a problem with our recording system. And I said, be careful. And of course, what happened? We could not record the interview. So
that
I said to
crazy.
You, yep, that's a sample of Kanahara. And then I think that opened up the whole intriguing conversation of the evil eye. And the evil eye is something that is seen and heard and discussed in many cultures, and hopefully we're going to discuss it again today.
Right, exactly, and that leads me into the exact question. The first thing, for anyone, because I didn't hear of the term Kanahara, and then you're saying it, Kanahara, and all this stuff's going on, and I had no idea what it was. I mean, we know of the concept, but why don't you explain for the listeners what that exactly is, that evil eye? What is Kanahara?
Right. Well, there's also other words for it, like malocchio. Malocchio is the Italian version of the evil eye. And it's actually a very old concept. If you go back to the Greeks called it the evil eye. Literally, they called it the evil eye. And it was something like ophthalmos peneros, which translates into the evil eye. And it started, it's first seen in contemporary literature in the Bible in Mark 7:22, which talks about the evil eye as, you know, one of the sins of the heart. And that's interpreted as jealousy. But the whole idea behind the evil eye, it's really a belief that someone can cause us injury or harm or death or illness or some kind of difficulty simply by their intention towards us. And this is quite fascinating because we've all had the experience where we're very excited about something that's happened to us. And we go around and we share it with other people and we're talking about it and we're so happy and so excited and we're telling everybody we know. And then the next day, it gets canceled, there's a problem, it doesn't happen. And that would be an example of what this whole belief system, that when you put your good news out there into the world, that there are many people who have an intention that you shouldn't be happy or you shouldn't succeed because they're not happy and they're not succeeding. And so the whole idea of Kanahara, which comes from the Yiddish, meaning the evil eye, is that you need to be careful who you're telling, what you're telling, because the energy or the intentionality that someone may direct towards you can ruin your happiness or can destroy the very good news that you are sharing with everyone. And a lot of people, I'm sure you've heard this before, people say, you know, if you've got something, an idea, or if you're excited about something, keep it to yourself. Don't let it out. Don't let other people know about it, because they might, you know, they might send some, you know, bad wishes or jealousy or envy your way. So this is not, you know, an unusual concept. And I'd love to talk about the science of it and, you know, the fact that there really seems to be some credibility in all of this.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking while I was preparing to talk with you today. can we really manifest this stuff with our minds? You know, that the science behind it. I know in your book, Changing Behavior, you talk a lot about how the brain and the mind is wired, right? So what is this kind of science? Is it like this, there is scientific proof that this can actually happen.
Well, yes, let's just go back a ways and to your own personal experience. Have you ever been in the company of someone and, you know, everything's starting off well, and there's somebody in the room who you know doesn't like you, or you know is a competitor, or you know that there's some, you know, possibility of conflict. And as the evening wears on, you become aware that they're looking at you, that they're talking to other people while they're looking at you. They may be gossiping about you, that, you know, they're kind of giving you a feeling that they may be, you know, projecting some ill wishes onto you. Have you ever been in a situation like that? I bet you have, huh?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You can probably have anyone be in that situation. I think that that's something that probably comes, I mean, that's like high school. That was going on in high school, you know?
Exactly.
So you can look back to that time. Mm-hmm.
That's why high school is so toxic. No one, I've never met a human being that said they enjoyed high school. It's a very toxic time. It's a very, you know, people are vying for, you know, to kind of come to their own self-esteem. They're vying for, you know, prestige. They're vying for pecking order. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of envy and jealousy and meanness going on in high school. And how many of us really felt that and really got that and really suffered? Now, let's take the opposite. We've all heard the stories about the physicians or the nurses or whoever who, you know, a person is coming out of surgery and they're very critical, and the doctor or the nurse, you know, holds their hand and instructs their family to hold their hand and to talk to them and to let them know, even though they're in a coma, that they're wishing well for them and they're praying for them and they're loving them. Now, we're talking about two different kinds of intentions here. We're talking about the energy of holding someone's hand and loving them and looking at them and thinking you're going to get well and telling them that, you know, you're there for them and they're cared about. And we know that that works. We know that when people do that, that the vital signs improve, blood pressure, and pulse, and respiratory rate, and all of these things normalize. They've shown this in many studies that when people come out of surgery, depending upon how they're treated, where they're located, where they're recovering, who the nurses are on the staff that are tending them, we do know that these intentions, these energies that are brought to us, because we are electrical, you know, energy bodies, and we have, you know, our bodies are made up of physical energy. So we know this is true. It's been proven that it's true. And if you've got a really negative person, if you're sick and you've got a really negative person in your environment, you're just going to feel worse. Okay. We also know that if you're around people who don't like you, resent you, are jealous of you, the energy is actually something we feel. It's the same thing as if you are working in your office and you're just working away. And all of a sudden you feel something. You don't know what it is, but you feel like somebody's looking at you. And you look up and somebody's looking at you. We are sensitive to energy and vibration. It's like walking down a dark street at night and something just feels wrong. We do sense the energy of other people, and animals are particularly sensitive to this, as we do know. So we know scientifically that the way a person is intending towards us, thinking about us, directing their thoughts towards us, can have an impact. And we also know about telepathic healing. And this has also been proven in studies that, you know, we can send love and healing and light and all kinds of things. There's a very famous book called Prepare for Surgery, Heal Faster. And this is a book that's used in many, many of the hospitals here, pre and post-op in the Boston area. And it's written by a woman named Peggy Huddleston. And it's all about preparing the energy, how you can get people to visualize for you and send good thoughts and send good energy and healing energy to you while you're in recovery. So we do know that what other people are thinking about you and sending your way has a very direct effect on what's going to happen and how you're going to feel.
Well, this is extremely fascinating, Georgiana, and I think that we could be talking about this for half an hour if we had the time to talk about all these things. But, you know, why not leave our listeners with one piece of advice, some insight into this and how they might be able to use this whole phenomena of Kanahara to their advantage?
Well, that's a great question, Stacey. Here's the thing. You need to connect with the idea that life is energy. What's the difference between a live thing and a dead thing? Movement or kinetic energy. As long as we're alive, we're energetic beings. Energies mesh, energies collide, energies are real things that affect our body, our mind, and our feelings. Just take something like ultrasound or telephone waves, for instance. We do know that a lot of these electrical wires are causing diseases and problems. We know this is real. Get in touch with the fact that what you think, your thoughts, are real things. They're real molecular things that go out into the world. Those thoughts can create the reality you want, both for good and for bad. And so can other people's thoughts around you. If you have a positive group of friends, that's wonderful, but get away from negative people. Don't share all of your joy and secrets with just anybody. You really want to be very careful. There's an old expression, be careful where you love and be careful who you trust. I always live by this motto, love many, trust few, always paddle your own canoe. And when it comes to living your life and holding on to your energy and manifesting your dreams and your reality and your good luck, hold it close to the vest, because we live in a world today that's very anxiety ridden. Everybody wants attention. They want to be loved. They want to be valued. And there's very little to go around. And I'm sorry to say, but jealousy and envy is a real thing. And people, unfortunately, don't always want to wish for other people what they'd like for themselves. Right. So learn to kind of have mastery over your own energy, your own thoughts, and your own feelings, and learn to be discriminate as to how you share your dreams and your hopes and your plans with other people. And I think you'll find that you'll be far more successful doing that than just kind of tossing it out into the universe, thinking that the universe is, you know, very benevolent, when in fact, many people out there are not exactly benevolent. So I hope that's helpful. And you can read lots about this. There's tons of it on the internet. Just look it up, and you know, you can read some of these wonderful books about. And New Thought, by the way, there's something called New Thought. And if you read any author who's in the New Thought genre, you'll read about the power of thought and the power of the energy of the mind.
Well, we know you know lots about the mind. I mean, really, you are just so, you have so much knowledge about this topic, and of course, all the listeners, you know, beyond Kanahara and all the other things, can learn more about Dr. Georgiana Donadio and her award-winning book, which is gorgeous, by the way. I have it right here in my hands. Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn Proven Communication Skills, and you can do so at changingbehavior.org. So thank you so much, Dr. Donadio, for joining us.
Oh, it's my great pleasure, Stacey, and have a great day.
You as well. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.